Less than 2 weeks until the first in the nation presidential primary in New Hampshire, some New Hampshire Democrats say they finally decided who to vote for. But despite the large recent surge in the polls by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, none of the Democratic voters WBUR has been visiting this election season are fully committed to voting for Sanders. We just chatted with a group again. Eva Castillo, an immigrant advocate from Manchester, State Senator Melanie LeVette from Brookline, New Hampshire, and self-employed nonprofit consultant Al Cantor, who lives in Concord, New Hampshire. Cantor says he'd support Bernie Sanders in the general election, but only grudgingly.
I would support whichever Democrat gets the nomination because we're dealing with a singularly corrupt and dangerous president. That said, he would not be my choice.
Back in December, you expressed interest in Senator Amy Klobuchar. Is still the same there, or have you made up your mind?
Yeah, I actually have made up my mind, and I'm committing to Amy Klobuchar.
And why?
I think that she is really smart, really experienced, very tough, and I think she has great electoral appeal in the general election.
Melanie, you're next. You recently announced your official endorsement of Joe Biden, but as we pointed out, Bernie Sanders is leading the polls right now. So how would you feel about a Sanders nomination?
Well, I would feel the same. The most important thing is that we have a Democratic president. So whoever the nominee is, I will work for and I will support.
And why did you decide to go with Biden?
We know his history. We know his record. He served with one of the greatest presidents of our time. I had an opportunity to meet with him. He's very calm. He's well thought out. He's just somebody that I trust.
Eva, you've been committed to supporting any Democratic nominee so long as they can beat President Trump, correct?
Well, I don't know if they can beat President Trump, but I would vote for anybody but Trump.
There are skeptics who question whether Bernie Sanders can beat Donald Trump. What's your take on that? Can he, in your opinion?
You know what? After Donald Trump won the election, I learned not to take anything for granted, and I learned not to dismiss anybody, because the last thing on earth I would have expected was Donald Trump to be the president of this great nation.
Have you made a decision yet?
Nope. I have a bunch of people I've had the privilege of meeting in really small meetings. Most of them. We haven't met with Joe yet, but we're harassing them. And we haven't met with Amy yet. We're harassing her. Those are the two only ones.
You haven't met with him yet, but how do you feel about Joe Biden?
I like him, but I want to meet him on a small meeting and see if he really pays attention and listens to us.
You haven't met her yet, but how do you feel about Amy Klobuchar?
I think I second Alan's point, too. She's very smart. She seems pretty tough, and she seems to know what she's talking about.
I do want to talk specifically about Bernie Sanders for a couple of minutes because he is topping the polls. What do you make of the praise of Sanders by President Trump and by some conservatives?
From my point of view, I think Donald Trump would love to have Bernie Sanders as his opposition. The Republicans will label whoever is running for the Democrats as a socialist. So it really serves it up on a very easy platter for them when the candidate himself declares himself a socialist. I also think that they probably have tons of opposition research that they're just dying to use that has never been used against Bernie Sanders. I think he would be the least likely winner among the major Democrats.
Some Democratic pundits say that Bernie Sanders' opponents have not been tough enough on Sanders, partially out of fear of just what Al's talking about, alienating Sanders' unwavering base. But if Bernie Sanders turns out to be the weakest nominee because he's most easily painted a socialist by the Trump campaign, doesn't it make sense for Democrats to take him on more vigorously than they are now?
I think there is real caution on the part of the other candidates to take him on because the folks who love Bernie have been roused to dislike the Democratic Party establishment so much.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got to see a different kind of Bernie in that little meeting that we had in St. Andrew's Church here in Manchester. I've seen him many times at the Labor Day breakfast, and he gets all passionate and starts yelling and screaming. Being a small meeting, you know, he was much calmer. We got to see the humanity behind the candidate. I was pleasantly surprised by the side of Sanders that I saw that day.
The campaign has certainly taken a negative turn at times in the last few weeks, with Senator Warren and Senator Sanders arguing over whether Sanders said a woman could never win the presidency, which Sanders, of course, denies saying. But all the other Democrats seem to be picking at each other in different ways right now. Are any of you worried about party unity after this is all over with?
This is Melanie. Bringing our not just Democrats, but Democrats, Republicans, and independents, all people together is what we need to do to win this.
Let me ask about former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He's intentionally skipped Iowa and New Hampshire and is instead pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into his unprecedented self-funded presidential campaign by paying for ads. I'm wondering if any of you would like to see Michael Bloomberg on stage late next week in the final debate among the candidates before the New Hampshire primary. And I ask the question because of this. Politico reports that progressives allied with Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign are worried enough about Bloomberg that they're lobbying the Democratic National Committee to change debate rules so that Bloomberg is included in the upcoming presidential debates. The idea is that in that way, Bloomberg comes under the public scrutiny that he's not been getting so far because all he's doing is airing TV ads. So would anyone like to see him in New Hampshire on that debate stage next week?
Yes, I would.
Why, Eva?
Because, you know, before I vote, I like to hear him. You know, like you said, on TV ads, you can say whatever, and I have no clue what he's all about.
Melanie?
To be fair, I would say that everybody would have to be on the stage. If Bloomberg's going to be on the stage, why not everyone? John Delaney, Michael Bennett.
Deval Patrick.
He can pay for everybody.
Yeah.
Looking beyond Iowa and New Hampshire, how important is it for the Democrats to coalesce quickly around a nominee? And what if things are contested all the way to the convention? Are you worried about that?
Having a half-glass empty sort of day, Bob, and I really do worry that we'll be fighting right on through and beyond the Democratic convention. I hope I'm wrong. I think we're in unprecedented territory in terms of how many candidates there are, what the pressures are, and I think it'll take a while.
I'd like to thank all three of you for the conversation again. It's great to see you, great to hear you. Al Cantor, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Eva Castillo, thank you.
Thank you.
And Melanie Levesque, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.